Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden, and I want to welcome you to episode 273 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? I want to thank you for listening. I hope you're still safe and healthy out there, still social distancing, which I'm definitely going to talk about in this podcast, and, you know, using common sense, which is something else I'm going to talk about in this podcast. Now, we all have heard the saying that common sense is not too common. Well, this past week, we've had a lot of proof of it. So, as you've probably seen, there were protests around the country. Let's call them protests. Michigan, Colorado, some here in California, against keeping the country... I don't even want to give it credence by saying keeping the country shut down. Against stay-at-home orders. Yeah, against various governors' stay-at-home orders. Interestingly, only Democratic governors, but you knew that. Anyway, these groups have shown up. You know, let's talk about Michigan, because Michigan is where I think we had some of the craziest. Some the funny was everywhere. The dumb was everywhere. But Michigan's where they get really kind of dangerous, because they felt the need to go to the Capitol in their camouflage with their guns raised. And I've said this before, I don't know what that's about. I don't know if they think they can shoot the virus or if the camouflage means the virus won't see them. But anyway, this is how they go. And the rhetoric is utterly ridiculous. Some of them, they had one of the protesters who compared it to slavery. They said the stay-at-home orders is like slavery. Okay, here's the first thing, stupid. No slaves fought to work. See, you're fighting to go to work. Well, you're not really, but you're talking like you're fighting to go to work, which would be the exact opposite of slavery, you Nimrod. Slavery is probably, definitely in my opinion, the ugliest stain on American history, and definitely has residual effects to this day. And we're not going to go into that and reparations, et cetera, et cetera. Just leave it alone, okay? You're not being allowed to get a haircut isn't slavery. Oh, sorry about that. Damn phone should be on silent. Very unprofessional of me. Anyway, no, that is not... You know, by the way, the reason you're hearing the engine you hear is my text messages on my phone. I got a motorcycle engine. Imagine that. The other thing is my iPad, which notifies me when messages come in. And with all the Apple stuff being synchronized, there's really no way to shut off all the noises that come in. So I apologize. Anyway, getting back to these idiots, the other comparison is this comparison to Rosa Parks. We are like Rosa Parks. No, you're not. You know why? Because Rosa Parks did not get on the bus with an AR-15. And something tells me if she did get on bus with an assault rifle, nobody would say, oh, well, you know, it's okay. She's just protesting. She's just, you know, just exercising her rights. No. See, the difference between Rosa Parks and all these idiots is Rosa Parks was brave. Rosa Parks took a stand for something she believed in, something she knew was right, and something everyone knew was right, okay? And she suffered for that, and she sacrificed for that, and she did it. These people aren't sacrificing. When you have some idiot in Huntington Beach, right here in Orange County, holding a sign that says, give me liberty or give me death, in front of a Baskin Robbins, really? Really? Rosa Parks? Not quite. And you know, it goes deeper. It goes deeper. Now, Georgia, okay, while we're on the topic of stupid. So Georgia says that they want to open the gyms, the hair salons, the nail salons, tattoo parlors for some reason, and bowling alleys. They actually want to open every business that would require... like not only human contact, but almost literally exchanging of bodily fluids. I mean, you know, why not? Why stop there? I say you start opening kissing booths and perhaps some unprotected sex prostitution. What the hell, Georgia? If you're going to beat a test, beat a test. Go all the way. It's really beyond belief. And here's the thing. I'll talk about one more, and then I'll talk about who's behind it all, because that's really great. So Mayor Carolyn Goodman of Las Vegas said that she thinks they should open the strip and that they could be, be the test. Open the strip, let everyone get out there, start gambling, interacting, doing what they do. Maybe there'll be some prostitution. Who knows? It's Las Vegas. And then wait and see what happens. You know, now. Of course, they jumped all over her. Anderson Cooper is really funny. He just covered his face. Like, at a time we're not supposed to touch our face, he's covering his face, just shaking his head like it's unbelievable. And the Vegas Culinary Union, which has already lost 11 members to the virus, and says no. There were 9 deaths in Nevada on Tuesday. The healthcare workers, et cetera, et cetera. Now, mind you, this woman who's saying, let's experiment. For one thing, she said, basically, Anderson jammed her up. And she said, well, I can't go to the casinos. I have a family. The other thing is, this woman's 81 years old and was married to a gangster. You figure, how much more living does she have to do? You know, just, let's open the casinos. What the hell? You've lived your life. How about you leave it alone for people who can live theirs? So that's okay. So that's the start. We have these movements to come back too soon. Dr. Fauci, the only intelligent person on the podium, said that if we open up too soon, he said coronavirus may be here till the fall. If we open up too soon, it'll definitely still be here in the fall, and et cetera, et cetera. Of course, Baby Hand said, no, that's not going to happen because, you know, he talked to a genie or some shit. I don't know where he gets his information. But what's interesting in Nevada talking about being the test, all of these idiots are the test. See, here's the thing. These pawns don't even realize what pawns they are. The Michigan protest, okay, this is like when they had the Tea Party, when you had these people out there on the, I hate using front line because it gives them credibility. But let's say these people in the protest, they think that, you know, yeah, they called it Operation Gridlock and we're going to blah, 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 blah. Well, who do you think is behind this? Who do you think is behind this? How about the Michigan Freedom Fund, which has long established connections with the DeVos family? Yeah, the premier conservative advocacy organization in Michigan. And it's not, of course, it's a 501c, so it's not obligated to disclose its donors, like the PACs, you know. But the money comes from the DeVos family. Now, do you think the DeVos family really gives a shit about you going back to work? Or do you think they said, let's get some test people out there, see if they get sick, see how our business is doing? Because that's what they care about, you nimrods. Speaking of business, and is anyone going to be surprised by this? The MyPillow guy, you remember the MyPillow guy who said he's going to make the masks and blah, blah, blah. Well, he got a contract from Veterans Affairs for $75,000 to buy masks. Okay. And of course, the problem is, they don't make the masks that are being made. Now think about that, okay? In the world of graft, $75,000 on this government level isn't a lot of money. But the funny part is, they contracted him to buy the medical masks, the KN95 masks, which they don't make. They're just making those little cloth masks. But what the hell? We'll give them $75,000 to buy masks that they don't make. Yeah. Is anyone surprised that they're going to make some money, that old MyPillow is going to make some money off of this? Okay. I don't know about you. I'm not surprised. So now, This is another one I love. Okay. Big businesses have somehow become small businesses. So as you know, part of the $1 trillion bailout, they said that they're going to give money to small businesses to pay their employees to try to keep the economy going or whatever. So let's look at some of the people who got the stimulus money, who got this Paycheck Protection Program. It's a $349 billion fund for small businesses with 500 or fewer employees to keep paying the employees. And if the business uses more than 75% of the loan to keep paying employees, then the entire loan is forgiven. And this is the fund that the money went away right away. Perhaps here's why. Ruth's Chris. You familiar with Ruth's Chris? Steak chain? Great steakhouse? Yeah. They got $20 million in relief. They got $20 million out of this. Let's see. They have 5,700 employees. I think that's more than 500. They made $42 million profit last year. CEO made $6.1 million. Base salary, $650,000. Any of these numbers don't exactly qualify, in my mind, as a small business. Some other businesses turned down. They got the money. They just turned down the money. Sweet Greens, the salad chain, they gave back $10 million that somehow they got. Okay. Kura Sushi, largest conveyor belt sushi chain, said they would return the $6 million. And, of course, Steak Shack said they'll return their $10 million. Now, someone who isn't returning their money because they need it, because it's a small business and they're not sure how they're going to make it. Harvard has a $41 billion endowment, the largest of any university in the world. Yeah, they get $9 million from the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. So, what the fuck? I mean, these companies, because what they do is they consider each franchise a small business, so they apply for this money, but the corporation gets the money, not the individual little stores get the money. Not that these are little stores, but anyway. So here's what happened. So Harvard gets $9 million, Ruth Chris gets $20 million, blah, blah, blah. So now the fund's broke. So Joe's Diner, the local little joint that employs seven people, Joe ain't getting any money. So Joe's Diner's shut down and his employees aren't getting paid and Joe's mad as hell. So Joe grabs his gun and he heads to the Capitol to fight for freedom, not realizing that his freedom fight at the Capitol is also financed by a big, rich family. Yes, Joe is a fucking idiot. Now, speaking of these rich people, and I talked about this, I've started doing Instagram Lives. I'm going to start doing those regularly. It's a good platform. It's similar to doing this, but just doing it through Instagram and more interaction, et cetera, et cetera. So I talked about this earlier today. And I really wonder, are billionaires, are they inherently bad people, or are they just so greedy they can't imagine helping? What is it with billionaires? And it's not millionaires. Millionaires, oddly, have been helping people, whether it be Michael Che, who lost his grandmother to the virus, so in honor of his grandmother, paid the rent for everyone who lives in her building. Or athletes, I talk about it repeatedly. Russell Westbrook, basketball player, bought 650 laptops for kids so that they could do their school from home thing. Abigail Disney, she's the Disney heir that she's not super rich. I think her dad or granddad was Roy Disney, who was the brother of the founder of Disney. So she straight up said, what the actual fuck? What Walt Disney Company is doing, what the corporation is doing, And this is just, I'm not even surprised anymore. So Disney has shut down the parks, Disneyland, Disney World, all of them. They're all shut down, and thousands of people have been laid off. The CEO of Disney made over $40 million in pay last year. Stepped down from the CEO position, still on the board. But what's nice, agreed, generous, agreed not to get paid during this shutdown. Apparently, they're going to get by on the 40-some-odd million that they have from last year. They're somehow going to make that work. Made $47 million. And the new CEO took a 50% pay cut during this. Now, how many people, let's see, 75% of the 223,000 employees work for parks and products, and they're laid off. So that's around 200,000 people laid off, and this person's going to get by on half their $47 million or whatever. I don't know. Are they just bad people? We have the billionaires who've gone to New Zealand. New Zealand is because it's, you know, on the other side of the world and isolated. New Zealand's 1,000 miles from Australia, okay? It's in the middle of the ocean, nowhere. It's safe. There's like 12 cases there. You know what else is there? Multi-million dollar bunkers, $2, $3, and $5 million bunkers. And they said that when the last flights were leaving San Francisco airport, and the airport was basically, you know, shut down, planes were leaving. You know what planes were full? The planes headed to New Zealand, because that's where the billionaire, the tech and the Silicon Valley and all of them were heading down to their bunkers. Now, I'm not saying if you're a billionaire, you have to give. I'm saying that it wouldn't hurt to give. If you're somebody like Jeff Bezos, I don't even know what he's worth. He was worth like $160 billion. Then he had to pay his wife billions. So say he's worth half of that. Say he's worth $80 billion. What would it cost? Maybe $1 billion to outfit all your employees with the proper protective equipment and give them health insurance? If you have $80 billion and now you have $79 billion, does that really hurt? Are you not going to make it? I don't know. There's another thing that's happening with these billionaires, and you may not know about it because you don't have any money. I don't have any money, but I like to read, which is the only reason I know about it. So there's a thing called donor-advised funds, and the donor-advised funds are charity funds that these billionaires pledge to give millions of dollars to, but they don't have to give the money. They just pledge the money. Then they advise them, we want to use money for that, so I'll actually give it. Nah, we don't want money for that, so we're not going to give you the money, and so on. So one of these big ones in the Silicon Valley Community Foundation, okay, and it's one of the biggest charities for the tech elite, and it has, theoretically, hundreds of millions of dollars. The CEO, a woman named Nicole Taylor, is making news because she asked for the money, you know, the money they pledged. She said, you know, I don't know if you heard, little coronavirus going on, the Rona, shutting down everything, probably could use some money. Maybe you give the money you pledge. And they're slow. And yeah, Mark Zuckerberg is one of them, but they're all just... So I don't know, are these inherently bad people, or do they get the money and something happens to them? There was a funny, speaking of Silicon Valley, the sitcom had a funny episode where a guy, he was a billionaire, and somehow he lost like $1 million. So now he's only worth $999 million, and he had to get that million back so he could say he was a billionaire. I honestly don't know if these people are like, inherently bad, just unbelievable greed. And I got no problem with people being rich. It's okay to be rich, but can't you be rich and be a little generous? And again, not going to break you. Not going to break you, okay? If you have billions of dollars, giving away a few million. And a lot of people, I talked about this, a lot of people don't realize how much $1 billion is, right? So $1 billion is $1,000 million. So that means if you have $1 billion, giving away $1 million is like having $1,000 and giving away a buck. It's like having $10 million, which would do a lot for a lot of people. Imagine how many $15 an hour salaries you could pay for a while with $10 million. That would be having $1,000 and giving away 10 bucks. I think if you had $1,000, you could give away 10 bucks. I don't know. I just wonder about that. Now, some are good. You know, Bill Gates obviously does a lot of good stuff with his money. Warren Buffett does tons of good stuff with his money. So they're not all bad. But I just wonder, will the good billionaires talk to the greedy, thieving, hiding bastards? And some people say you have to be a bastard to make that much money. Okay, but wouldn't you want to just hedge your bet on heaven? Wouldn't you want to just hedge your... They're always hedging their bets, hedge funds, investing here and there. Wouldn't you want to hedge your bet on heaven? Because if it's real, you might have a problem. Finally, I don't know if you're familiar with BuzzFeed, but you really, just now and then, so you feel better about yourself, just check out BuzzFeed, because it's always funny. They're showing... I'm just looking at a list of some of the dumbest things we've seen during... the pandemic and self-quarantine. And it should say dumbest things outside of Florida, because Florida's, as always, in a category by itself. Head down to the beach. They said gatherings under 50 people are okay. Meh. So they just have some pictures. Guy who was wearing rubber gloves and using the gloves to eat Doritos right out of the bag. Monica tweeted on March 12th, Monica tweeted, "I'm laughing my ass off at the straight panic this world is going through over a fucking cold, a cold. If you think this is anything more than that, do me a favor and just stop. It's laughable at best. I can't stop laughing. It shows how dumb the world is." 2 days ago, same Monica, "Someone very dear to me who I love very much just died of coronavirus. Stay the fuck home." Maybe if you'd stayed the fuck home in the beginning. Here's a good one. "To help with social distancing, please walk on the right-hand side of the stairs going up and on the left-hand side coming down. Unless your stairs are 6 feet wide, I'm not sure that that's going to work." I'm sure you heard about this, seen this. The YouTube guy who licked a public toilet seat now has tested positive for coronavirus. And why not? A protester wearing a face mask saying COVID-19 is a lie. The gamers. And I love the gamers. I did a charity thing for the gamers. This guy tweeted, "I just coughed at an Xbox party chat and someone said, oh, fuck no, and left." So keep your sense of humor. It's all we can do. Keep your sense of humor, because it ain't easy. It's tough. It's getting warmer here in LA. I know social distancing and stay at home orders are going to be harder with the spring and summer weather hitting. And sorry to the parts of the country that are still cold. Either way, I'll be here. You're paying attention. You'll be here. I appreciate it. May 9th, I am going to be doing, and I will be posting more about this and telling you more of the details, but May 9th, I will be doing a live streaming show from a virtual comedy club, and it's going to be a lot of fun, so I'm looking forward to that. I will also be on Wait. Let's see, when's my next Wait date? It looks like May 2nd. May 2nd, I'll be on Wait. So I'll talk to you guys soon. Keep paying attention, stay safe, and I love you.